Many Greeks are thinking less about the medal count than just getting through the games without a major embarrassment. Commentator Alexander Kitroff is a Greek living in the U.S. He remembers the ancient Olympic legacy that his homeland will struggle to uphold.
I visited ancient Olympia for the first time as a child. My grandparents were taking me on a tour of the Peloponnese, just south of Athens, where I grew up. Our trip included all the major archaeological sites in the area. I expected to find yet another grand palace or royal grave, and to imagine ancient kings and warriors. Instead, I marched through an archway and found myself on a human-sized field of dreams. The track was about 200 yards long and only 50 yards wide. I ran as fast as I could. I wasn't only running through space, I was running through time. More than ever that day, I understood how modern Greeks consider the ancients our direct ancestors. You can see the intimate ties that bind modern Greeks to ancient Greece everywhere. At school, I sat beside a boy named Xenophon. I played soccer with Pericles, and I was always asked whether, as Alexander, I was the great. Every summer Sunday, after a morning swim just beyond Marathon, we had lunch at the taverna down the street, Dionysos. I learned about the ancient Olympics at school and how the games had been revived in 1896 to become the biggest sporting event of the modern world. Now I'm preparing to travel from my adopted home in Pennsylvania to my Greek homeland to watch the games. I'm filled with anxiety. In the back of my mind is fear that the Greeks may have blown their big chance by wasting 3 of the 7 years they had to prepare for the games. The big projects have been completed in the nick of time, but the possibility of things going wrong, from terrorism to computer failure to traffic jams, will remain until the closing ceremony. Greece has staked its national pride and international prestige on these games. Greeks traditionally think of ourselves as being on the margins of Europe, but we yearn to be recognized as part of the mainstream. We are a people whose identity has been defined by history. We know our present and future, however glorious, will never match the brilliance of our ancient civilization. As the 2004 Olympians compete in these games, with the Acropolis as the backdrop, I hope they feel the same awe and inspiration I did as a child running around the track in ancient Olympia.
Commentator Alexander Kitroff is Associate Professor of History at Haverford College and author of Wrestling with the Ancients, Modern Greek Identity and the Olympics. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.